Down in the City, written by Elizabeth Harrower and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. Along the southern arm of Sydney Harbour lie the oldest and wealthiest suburbs of the city, beginning with Watson's Bay on its high, narrow cliff, then strung in a row along the waterfront and extending back from it, Vaucluse, Rose Bay, Double Bay, and Rushcutters Bay. Between Rushcutters Bay and the city proper, there is King's Cross and a slum. It is 3 miles and as many worlds from the peaceful high-walled streets, the tennis courts and golf course of Rose Bay, to the hill of glamour and fostered disreputability that is King's Cross. One holds the white brick, blue-roofed mansions and landscaped gardens of the managing directors and senior partners. The other, the craggy hotels and flats, the furnished rooms and cement courtyards of the ambitious, and the seekers of anonymity. King's Cross is a world of milk bars and jukeboxes, plane trees, coffee shops and cults, a place where delicatessens with names like Muller and Schultz give 24-hour service and stuff their small windows with sausages, olives and gherkins, with sausages, shrimps, cheeses and jars labelled imported, implying superiority, guaranteeing perfection. There, in open shops under the trees, fruiterers called De Sica, Angeli, and Strano conjure up cornucopias of pawpaw, passion fruit and pineapple, of locust, peach, nectarine and fig. It is a haven for the foreigner and racketeer, a beacon for the long-haired boys, mascaraed women and powdered men. It is Montmartre. It is bright and wicked.